The Lenox Tigers were able to win over the Audubon Wheelers last week 33-8. In the first quarter of action, the Tigers were able to add on the first score of the game, while Audubon answered back. After those two opening offensive drives, the Tigers were able to take the game into their own hands.
Yeah, you know, after that first drive, they kind of, you know, did what they wanted offensively and got in the end zone there. And it was more or less, you know, just execution. We just weren't doing the little things right and doing our jobs. And once we kind of settled in and started doing that, you know, we made it a lot tougher on them.
One player that was able to make a big impact in the game for Lenox was Gabe Funk, as he passed for 43 yards and a touchdown. In the running game, the junior rushed for 88 yards and ran in for a touchdown to add two total touchdowns in the game. Funk was passing well downfield to Jordan Martin England and Donald Basher, who ended up being part of two crucial plays early for the Tigers. Head coach Cody Bond credits his offensive line for allowing Funk to play up to his level and make the game his own.
Yeah, you know, with Gabe, it's you know, he's a tough one to corral for four quarters. The offensive line, they just, you know, we're doing their job, get to their guy, give Gabe a little seam, and, you know, he can make a little bit out of nothing. And, you know, then they hit that longer pass with Basher. You know, they were stacking the box pretty good and hit him in play action, and, you know, it was accurate throw, good catch. But, you know, JJ had a phenomenal night as well, so the two of them really came up big for us.
While being at the game, one player that looked impressive both offensively and defensively was Dalton Kitzman. The senior rushed for 56 yards and rushed in two touchdowns. Defensively, Kitzman led the team in tackles with 11.5, while also flying to the football and executing the little things successfully.
Yeah, I know Dalton, he's one of our returners from last year that's played a lot of football for us. And, you know, defensively, he's essentially the quarterback for the defense. You know, he makes the calls to the defense, makes sure everybody's lined up right and everybody's on the same page. And, you know, he's not a huge kid, but he flies down the football. He's good with his eyes and hands, gets the ball. You know, defensively, he's, 150 pounds, but he runs like he's 200. He's north and south. There's not a much of a juke to that kid, but, you know, he gets those 4 or 5 yards. And, you know, for our offense and how we run things, that's huge for us.
This week, Lenox is taking on Bedford, who just recently beat Exira EHK 44-28. Thursday will be a rematch between Lenox and Bedford, as the Bulldogs beat the Tigers in September 44-30, and Bedford continues their winning streak of 10 games. Coach Bond is looking for his team to come out faster in this game and eliminate turnovers. If they're able to pull off those two goals, they may flip the script from week 3.
Yeah, you know, Bedford's very well coached. They're big up front. They've got a lot of good athletes. But we know we can't spot them 3-score lead, you know, right before half. It's just, we've got to come out faster. We know if they score, we've got to match it. You know, but we've got to do the little things right. And if we get a turnover or on downs, we've got to take full advantage of that and, you know, find the end zone.
Bedford is a team that likes to utilize the running game. They rushed for 327 yards in their last game against Exira EHK and had 5 rushing touchdowns. Lenox only allowed Audubon to 151 rushing yards and held some of their best runners, Evan Ault and Aaron Olson, to under 70 yards in the last game, something that most teams couldn't do all season.
Yeah, you know, I think I said it week 3, you know, we've got to stop the run, and we did not stop it the first go-round. And so, we're, you know, we've got to emphasize this week is, you know, we've got to be gap sound. You know, we weren't quite gap sound week 3, and they exposed us in some areas. You know, we've had all year to kind of work on that and get better at it. And I think we've gotten better each and every week. You know, but we've got to get better this week for sure. And
the difference between week 3 and the quarterfinal in playoff action is that this Lenox team has not only gotten better athletically, they have also grown in their knowledge of the game. Both Dalton Kinsman and Jordan Martin England rushed for a combined 55 yards in the last game against Bedford, and they have only gotten better as the season has progressed.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, a lot of kids were new early in the year, didn't have a whole lot of experience under their belt. And, I mean, now it's, you know, they've got a lot of experience and there's no excuses. We've got to execute. But, you know, I think JJ has grown the most out of that backfield. You know, he's really kind of turned the corner the last few weeks and what he's capable of doing. He's doing a really good job for us right now. And then Dalton, he just needs to get the 3-4 yards when he touches the ball, you know, give us a little bit ahead of the sticks, you know, not going backwards. And then, you know, we got to mix Gabe in there accordingly as well, because he's kind of a change of pace to those two.
Lennox travels to Bedford this Thursday as they take on the Bulldogs in the quarterfinal matchup. The kickoff is set for 7 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.